Russia has criticized the U.S. decision to deny an entry visa to Iran's new permanent representative to the United Nations. Now, the Russian Foreign Ministry says the move amounts to political pressure on a UN member state. It says that the U.S. has departed from its commitments as the host of UN headquarters. Washington has banned Hamid Abu Talabi from entering its soil because of what it calls his role in the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran back in 1979. Tehran says it is seriously pursuing its complaint against the U.S., adding that Washington's move violates international law as well as bilateral agreement with the U.N. On the line from Mashhad now is Professor Fuad Izzadi. He's with the University of Tehran. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Izzadi. Now, as Russia has pointed out, the denial of a visa to the UN representative for Iran goes to show that the U.S. is unable to meet its commitments under international law as well as the agreement with the UN. Why then should we keep the headquarters in New York?
Well, I think if the U.S. repeats this type of behavior, definitely you will have a lot of countries asking for the moving of the headquarters to a neutral place. The United States, obviously, is at war with a number of countries at any time. They are bombing, I think, 9 countries on a weekly basis almost as we speak. What has happened is that in 1947 we had the United States promising to not to interfere with the movement of diplomats and other individuals that are supposed to go to the United Nations headquarters. This was agreed upon in July of 1947, based on Article 11 of that agreement with the United Nations. United States is supposed to refrain from creating any difficulties with the movement. Article 13 specifically says that the laws and regulations of United States with regard to foreign individuals does not apply to the case of United Nations, which means that the U.S. Congress can pass any law with regard to foreign individuals, but whatever law they pass, they are not supposed to enforce it with regard to people who are going in and out of the United Nations headquarters. And obviously what they have done is that they have violated the letters of that law and this that agreement. And that agreement actually became part of the U.S. code on August 4th, 1947. It was passed by the U.S. Congress and was signed by the United States President. So what they have done is obviously illegal, and I think what the Russians have done is just point out that illegal action by the United States.
Right, Professor Izzadi, looking at the bigger picture here, this is also a prime example, as many point out, of how the U.S. has continually used the U.N. as a political tool to meet its own interests. Would you see it that way, too?
Yeah, you know, with regard to this particular issue, obviously there were countries, even in 1947, that were concerned about the United States having the headquarters of United Nations in New York. And the reason U.S. Signed that agreement with the U.N. and the reason that the U.S. Congress passed it and the U.S. President signed that agreement was because they wanted to sort of promise that they are not going to for political considerations, for reaching some sort of foreign policy objective, they were not going to cause difficulties with the United Nations operations and activities. And they have violated that. And they are, as you know, violating other international norms and regulations at the same time that they are, for example, criticizing Iran for not binding by its international obligations, which is in your previous programs, we have covered that. What they are saying with regards to Iran is not correct, and they are actually violating their own international obligations by not allowing a UN member's representative to enter the United Nations headquarters. And this has never happened before. This is the first time they have done this.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Professor Fouad Izzati with the University of Tehran joining us from the city of Mashhad. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Professor Izzati.